Morning, we're on Masechet Shabbat, Daf Kuf Lamed Bet. And we're starting at the bottom of Kuf Lamed Aleph, the two dots, second last line. This is in brackets, Amar Mar. Mila Mecho Machshir Dukhin HaShabbat, Rabbi Eliezer. So we're carrying on now, trying to understand the Makorot of Halacha, Rabbi Eliezer, everything that he said. So the Gemara says that Rabbi Eliezer says that the Mila and Machshira, anything to do with preparing it, all Dukhin Shabbos. So Minal Rabbi Eliezer, where did he get this from? What's his Makor Falocha? So the worst like is Imichuluhu Gemar Kedamrina. Now we listed a whole lot of things here. We started off, right, we went one by one with the Shtar Lechem and the Omer. And then we brought a whole lot of things. We brought Lulav and we brought Sukkah and we brought Matzah. And we brought for each one of them a Pircha of why they were unique. Now Rashi specifically mentions the word because chuluhu means from all of them. Rashi says mi'achat mikulan. If we would have tried to bring from one of them, not from all of them, but if we had any of them, if we used all of these examples, each one on their own, it wouldn't work. Why kedamrinan? Look at Rashi. Ikedamifrach b'chol hene chadet sad chamur hamur balel. Because each one of these things had their own unique characteristics, right? So we wouldn't be able to learn from lulav. To Mila, Lula, for example, is Arba Minim. Sukkah is day and night. Matzah is men and women. Everything had its own unique characteristics, and therefore we wouldn't be able to learn Mila from them. And the Gemara says, and furthermore, V'od, right? How much more so, he says, V'od, Malehenech, these over here, Shima Varzmana, Batla, right? If you didn't bring a lulav on Sukkot, it's ois. If you didn't bring sitting the sukkah on Sukkot, it's ois. If you didn't eat matzah on Pesach, it's ois. You can't go and eat matzah. Okay, you got Pesach Sheini. Right? Pesach Sheini, you don't really, not for eating matzah. That's more bringing the korban. I'm saying as a rule, all these Shtar Lechem Shavuot, right, all the examples that we brought, they're very limited in time. And if you didn't use them, if you didn't do them, it's done. There's actually a machloket I saw in Shtaratas this morning, mentions there, because even though we say that the mitzvah of sukkah is the whole of sukkah, so if you didn't bring build a sukkah for yontif for first night, you could actually build a sukkah in Chol HaMoed. There's a machloket actually, machloket tanaim, whether you're allowed or you aren't allowed. It appears that Rabbi Eliezer would say you can't, if I understood correctly, that you aren't allowed to build a sukkah during Chol HaMoed, so therefore it wouldn't work. Okay, and a hainu time with Rabbi Eliezer. So what's Rabbi Eliezer's reason? There's reason is the Amar Kra, we're going to pass it, Uveyom HaShmini, Yimo B'Sar Latov, Afilu B'Shabbat. Pass it, Uveyom HaShmini, have them Brit, right? Just like we've got a Brit there on the Yom HaShmini. I said, Uveyom, sorry, right? Uveyom HaShmini, even if it is on Shabbat. Look at Rashi, Umila Gufa, the Dachir Shabbat. Okay, no, that's not Rashi. Melichtov, now the Gemara asked the same question, asked yesterday, and all those other examples which we brought. On every single one of them, we said like this, Melichtov Rachmane B'Mila, Veleitu Henech V'Ligmor Minei. Why don't we use a mila as the archetype mitzvah and then learn all of the others from mila that you are doche on Shabbos? So Moses says, for the same reason we saw yesterday, because mishum de'ikra mifrach, because again, to be able to mafrich, where there are certain attributes of mila which are unique to mila, and we couldn't learn from mila to anything else, right? Ma le mila shechein nichrato alea shalosh esrei britot. So yeah, that in the brit of mila, with Avram Avinu, Rashi says there, Ne'emru l'Avram b'parashat Mila, 13 britot, there were 13 covenants that were unique to Mila. Therefore, we'd easily say, ah, why Mila can you doche Shabbos? Because Mila's got the 13 britot. So therefore, we wouldn't be able to say that just like Mila can doche Shabbos, so can Shtar Lechem, so can the Omer, so can Lulav, so can Sukkah, so can Matzah. We'd be able to bounce them all out and say, no, Mila's unique. Mila's got 13 britot. Therefore, it stands on its own. Now, it's interesting that the Gemara started off the question. The first part of the question was about Machshireya, right? All the enablers for Mila. And there's an assumption, underlying assumption, that our question's only to do with the enabling functions of Mila, because it's pashut that Mila itself is Doche Shabbos. That's the assumption, right? But it's a little bit wild, because look at what it says, Ad kan lo pligi rabbanan alei ele machshirei mila. Aval mila gufa divra hakol doche Shabbat. The assumption is, everybody agrees, Chachamim, one argues with Rabbi Eliezer, because they agree, and everybody holds. So the question is, numinala, where do we get it from? Where, Where do we see in the Torah that all the psukim that we brought up until now, we said over Yom HaShmini, we used that pasuk to explain over Yom HaShmini is for Doche Shabbos, for the Machshirim. So we got nothing left. We got no psukim left now to actually tell us about Doche Shabbos on its own. So look at the answer of the Gemara. Minalan, Amar Ula Halacha. What does it mean Halacha? Halacha la Moshe Mishinai. Put that in the pasuk. Halacha la Moshe Mishinai. And a mila Doche Shabbos. Right? Why? We don't say Ara?
Why don't we use the pasuk of Yom HaShmini to teach that, and then
Or say Uve Yom is Uve Yom is Beyom is for Mila, and Uve Yom and the Vav is for Machshirin. We've seen all of that before. Why do we have to go here? V'chel Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak, same thing. So Ula says it, and Rabbi Yitzchak, Uchalacha. Now the Gemara brings a kashya. Now we're getting a little bit sidetracked over here, a little bit technical, but not too bad. Meitiva. Minayin, this is a Tosefta, right? In our parak, in our Masechta. Minayin lepikuach nefesh shedochet haShabbat. Where do we know that pikuach nefesh is doche Shabbat? That to save a life, you can be doche Shabbos. Rabbi Elazar ben Azari Omer, look at this. Ma mila shiachat mi'avarav shel adam doche et haShabbat. Mila, for one little ever, you can mechalel Shabbos. So what? Kal v'chomer lepikuach nefesh, dochat haShabbos. So that was pashut. You can mechalel Shabbos for mila, and you can certainly mechalel Shabbos to save a person's life. Because mila is one mitzvah with a little ever, save his life. He can become the whole Torah. Right? So Gemara says now, v'isak adatach halacha kal v'chomer. V'isak adatach halacha, that mila is halacha, halacha namoshim v'sinai. Now we got a problem. We're now asking on pikuach nefesh. Rabbi saying, how do we know pikuach nefesh is doche Shabbos? Because of a kal v'chomer from mila. I could ask the question. Wait a second. If mila is a mitzvah, is a halacha Moshe Mishinai, we got a problem because we're going to see in a moment it's not so easy to learn a kal v'chomer from a halacha Moshe Mishinai. Right? Look at this. V'hatani, haven't we got a brighter? The Gemara quotes a brighter over here from Masechet Psachim and Nazir. Well, Amar lo Rabbi Elazar, right now there's in brackets here, said Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria. Right? It's interesting that the Masura Shas writes that in the Masechet in Psachim and in Nazir, it doesn't say Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria. It makes sense, Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria, because our whole sugi here is Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria Omer, Ma Mila Shidochet HaShabbos, the Gemara would bring Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria, but maybe not. Right? And this is a discussion that takes place between Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria and Rabbi Akiva. Okay? Now the truth is there is a long Rashi over here, but there's the Rashi here from Masechet Psachim itself, which I want to read because this, I think, is a little bit clearer than the Rashi on our daf. So Rashi Masechet Psachim says as follows, right? The Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Elazar by Masechet Nazir, right? They were arguing over there. Damrin and Hatam, Revi'id Dam, Eina Nazir Megalech Al Mag'av Al Masah. Now we know that that there's certain things that are metamei ba'ohel, certain things that are metamei, right, b'maga, which you touch them, certain things that aren't metamei ba'ohel, aren't metamei b'maga, right? So here, a revit of dam, right, he says, ein a nazir megaleach al magav al masa. If a nazir touches a revit of dam, or carries a revit of dam, so a nazir, if he becomes tamei, so he stops his counting, right? He waits 7 days, becomes tahor, and then continues, he starts counting all over again. There's some cases where the Nazi won't stop counting altogether, just suspend his counting, and then become tahor, and then carry on counting. So if he's got a 30-day Nazirut, and he's 12 days into the Nazirut, he doesn't have to waste the 12 days. Under certain circumstances, he can just take a pause, become tahor, and then carry on counting day 13. There's some cases where if he's become tamei, he's got to stop counting, become tahor, and then go back, and the first 12 days are gone. So it's over here that on the revit of dam, right? He says, "Ein anazir megalech al magav al masa." If he touched dam or carried dam, he wouldn't have to shave and do the whole process. Ukam Rabbi Akiva, why? Kavachomer uma etzem keseora shein metamei adam beohel anazir megalech al magav al masa. Rabbi Akiva says like this. etzem, a bone, which is only the size of a barley seed, if a Nazir carries that, right, or touches that, so he would have to shave and stop his whole Nazirut. However, that over there wouldn't be metame or hell. If it was in a house, when you walked into a house and there happened to be a little piece of bone over there, you wouldn't become tame, right? But the Nazir, if he carries it or moves it or touches it, he does have to stop his whole Nazirut. Says Rabbi Akiva, therefore it's a kavah chomer. That a revit of dam, where there's a revit of dam in a house and you walk in, you become tame. Right? So surely a Nazir should then have to also shave and stop his whole Nazirut because it makes sense. Right? We can understand the chumrah in that, right? Everyone can agree, correct? You all agree with Rabbi Akiva, right? Rabbi Akiva says the revit of dam is more chamur. So why, for a revit of dam, shouldn't a Nazir shave if he has to stop his whole Nazirut because of a little piece of bone? Right? Adam Boel, Anu Din Shanazi Magalek et Magav Amasa, Samal Rabbi Eliezer. Right now, come back into our Gemara. Right now, we can come back into our Gemara. Right? Vatam Amar Rabbi Eliezer to Rabbi Akiva. Akiva, Etzem Kesora Metame Halacha. Where do we know that Etzem Sora is Metame from? Is Halacha le Moshe Misinai. Verviit Dam. You want to say kal vachomer, but we know that ain danin kal vachomer mi halacha. So there we got the makor. Rabbi Eliezer says Rabbi Akiva, how can you say kal vachomer? Etzem sora, why does a nazi nitma halacha la Moshe Sinai? Dam, you can't bring dam. Enachinami, dam's got chumras, but you can't learn a kal vachomer from halacha la Moshe Sinai. Same thing over here, right? That's exactly the most question over here. That where do we know that Mila Doche Shabbos from Halacha Moshe Misina? So then now we ask about Pikuach Nefesh. How can you learn Pikuach Nefesh from Halacha Moshe Misina? We saw there, Rabbi Eliezer said, Rabbi Akiva, you can't learn Halacha Kavachom, Halacha Moshe Misina. Ela Amar Rabbi Elazar, so Rabbi Eliezer says, you're right. Where do we know over here? Because now, we agree with the Limud, by the way, that Kavachomer of Pikuach Nefesh from Brit. So that's not a problem. That's not the Gemara's difficulty. The Gemara's difficulty is that if the Makor for Brit Mila being Doche Shabbos is Halacha Moshe Misinai, then we can't learn Kal Vachomer of Pikuach Nefesh from Brit. So now we're going to go back and re-engineer, right, the Makor for Brit Mila on Shabbos. Because we are going to learn the Kal Vachomer of Pikuach Nefesh to Brit. So now the Gemara has to give a new answer. Shabbos says, you're right. I've got a Makor. Where do we know that we can doche Shabbos Brit Mila, not Halacha Moshe Misinai, ela atya ot. But a pasuk that says, "V'yom Hashmini yimol besar ol slicha u'bemaltem et besar olatchem," you'll do the bris. Vayala ot Brit Ben Yevanecha, it'll be an ot. And then the next pasuk here says, "V'ata the Rebbe Neshav ach et Shabtotai tishmor keep my Shabbos." Why? Ki ot hi Ben Yevanechem. So it says, comes one ot and doche the other ot. We need one ot, right? Oh, that's why we don't wear tefillin on Shabbos, by the way. You know that. Because tefillin is also an ot. And already Shabbos is an ot. So we don't wear tefillin on Shabbos. Because we've got one ot. So something over here, we're saying we've got one ot. With Brit Mila, the ot of Brit Mila, we'll doche the ot of Shabbos. You don't have to undo your Brit every Shabbos, by the way, in case you're worried, right? You don't have to. You can keep the Brit Mila on Shabbos, even though it's a secret separate. So, okay, that was a joke. Trying to understand what I'm saying.
Thank you.
Okay. So now, Elamehata. So the Gemara says, wait a second. If you're telling me that the Makor is Ot, so now I've got a problem. Because if every time we see the word Ot over here, it means I can doche Shabbos. So Elamehata, Tfilin dichtiv by an Ot, lidchi Shabbos. So then Tfilin should doche Shabbos, because Tfilin is also an Ot. The Gemara says, Elamehata, you're right. We know I learned from Ot. Where do we learn from? From Brit. God, Xarishavi says, you're right, that would cause us a problem with tefillin. So the Gemara changes that, or does it changes that, and says, our Makor really for Brit Mila is from Brit. Because in that same passage, it said, Maltemit Pasar Oratchem, Vayala Ot, Brit Ben Yuvenechem. And we've got another passage that says, Veshavu Veshavat Shabbat, Lasot Et HaShabbat Dorotam, Berit Olam. So we've got Brit is Doche the Brit. Now the Gemara says again, but wait a second, what do you mean, Brit Doche Brit? He says, so now with a gadol, because we got a bris, we're assuming at the moment that what Brit is Doche Shabbos? The bris on the eighth day. Right? If a person never had a bris, Litzarach Wandislan, a person grew up with family that never knew, and now he's 30 years old and discovers that he's Jewish. He wants a bris. You don't do it on Shabbos. Only the eighth day bris is on Shabbos. Well, you know, even like a baby who's been sick, jaundiced, for example, you don't doche the Shabbos for that bris. So Gemara says, what about a gadol then? Dichtiv bei brit, didche Shabbos, if that's the case. Because it's the same pasuk. We've got a pasuk over here. V'aral zachar, asher lo yimol b'saro lato. The person never had a bris. V'nichrata ha-nefesh shahi. Then he's chayv karet. Et briti hefar. Right? He may fare the brit. So we see that applies to an adult. And also has to have a brit. So now what? That's doche Shabbos. The one says, no, el atia. So we basically forced our way out. This is the third attempt now, right? To where do we learn that bris is doche Shabbos? From dorot, dorot. We've got one pasuk over here that says, another pasuk that says, "Uben shmonat yamim yimolachem kol zachar ledorot techem yelid bayit umiknat kesef." So we got dorot dorot. Pasuk Avia says, the Gemara says, "Okay, but now wait a second. What about tzitzit? Tzitzit also dichtiv by dorot." So now it says Leman Yirbuy Mechem Nechem Adabat Lehem Basulem Titsit Al Favik Lem the Dorotam. Right? So what it sits also Doche Shabbos? Right? It's also Doche Shabbos? El Amar Rav Nachman, can you make Titsit on Shabbos? No, El Amar Rav Nachman by Yitzchak Danin. So now the Gemara says like this. Okay, you're right. So we've got at the moment, we've got Ot, which we had a problem with because of Tfilin. We've got Brit, which we had a problem with because of the Gadol. And now we've got Dorot, which is a problem with because of Tzitzit. So the Gemara says, okay, Dichtiv bei Ela Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak, Danin Ot Brit Vedorot, May Ot Brit Vedorot, Lafuke Henech, Dechad Chad Hu, Dichtiv Bahen. So the Gemara says, you're right. End of the day, why does Brit Mila Doche Shabbos? Because with Brit Mila, we've got Ot, we've got Brit, and we've got Dorot Techem. On Shabbos, we've got Ot, Brit, and Dorot Echem. Therefore, we've got a package, Doche package, and all the other examples which we challenge with regards to a Gadol, or with regards to a Tzitzit, or with regards to, what was the other one? We said Tfilin, right? Or Tfilin, right? Each one of those only write one. They only got each one who got their own particular word, where Brit has got all three, Ot, Brit, and Dorot, and therefore, that will Doche Shabbos. So that is the first answer we saw over there. Now, Rabbi Yochanan said, yeah?
Darren, they're doing a Gzera Shava, and based on Gzera Shava, the understanding is that they're not equal, that one doches the other.
Right, so we got a Gzera, like a three-package Gzera Shava now, but it's not a Gzera Shava like in the normal sense. You're right, it's a good point. Because in the normal sense, we learn Gzera Shava to include halachas. We say, just like it's there, so it is over here. Right? Agreed. The Gemara is here bringing the words and saying that because we know that Shabbos is an Ot, we know that Shabbos is a Brit, we know that Shabbos is a Dorot Techem, therefore how do we Doche Shabbos? It was, because Mila also says Brit Ot Dorot Techem, therefore even if we Doche Shabbos, we still Mekayem the Brit, the Ot, and the Dorot Techem. So that's what will be enabling us to Doche Shabbos with a Brit, because we haven't bounced the Brit and the Ot and the Dorot Techem out the window, we bring in a Brit, Dorot, and Ot into Shabbos in another way. That's, I think, would be the best way to explain it.
Right.
So now, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan Amar. Amar Kra, Rabbi Yochanan says, no. What's the reason that Shabbos is Doche? Because it says, Bayom. Yeah, we are, like I said at the beginning, right? Bayom. The pasuk says, Bayom. The very first pasuk. Uvayom hashmini yimol basar olato. It says, Bayom. Bayom hafilu b'shabbat. So Amar le Rabbi Yochanan, Resh Lakish Rabbi Yochanan. He says, but Rabbi Yochanan, we've got a problem with what you're saying. If you say, Bayom Hashmini, right, Ele Me'ata, Mechusare Kapara, Dechtiv Behu Bayom, Hachinami, Dedachu Shabbos. Anybody who's got Mechusare Kapara, remember Mechusare Kapara, so look at Rashi, yeah, we've actually left out much of these Rashi so far. He says, Kol Tamein, Shehut Shechula Korban. Anybody that's Tamei, at the end of their Tuma, has to bring a Korban, okay? For example, Rashi says, Yazav, or Azava, or Yoledet, or Metzora. Nemar Bahen, Uva Yom Hashmini. On the eighth day, they bring a Korban. So it says Uvayom Hashmini. So Rish Lakish says, if you're going to tell me it says Uvayom Hashmini with regards to Brit, so now when you've got in the Pasuk of Yom Hashmini, I've got to bring a Korban, is that Korban Doche Shabbos? Right? If you're learning it from that, is that Korban Doche Shabbos? So Rabbi Yochanan says, no. Ahumi Ba'ilei Bayom Velo Balayla. That's a separate limud. Why does it say there Uvayom Hashmini? Tell us that a Korban has to be brought dafk in the day, not at night. So it says, Resh Lakish, but Hanami Ba'ilei Bayom Velo Balayla, but even Brit Mila. By the way, it's Alochel before Reshet in the Shulchan Aruch. Right? I discovered this at Orient Turiel's Bris. We had an argument with one of the cousins there about Brit Mila and why could you do it not? And even though I'd never ever looked it up, before Ashkelon Shulchan Aruch, Brit Mila has to be in during the day. Call it Brit Mila at night. Yeah, says Hanami mi bayna biyom alayi. This Rabbi Lakish's kasha. Says, but Brit Mila also has to be in the day, not at night. So why aren't you using them biyom? So said Rabbi Yochanan, Ahu mi ben shmonat yamim nafka. We've got another pasuk. It says ben shmonat yamim. What does yamim mean there? Why say yamim? Yamim during the day, not at night. So he says, Hanami mi bayom tzivto nafka. So Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Lakish now brings a pasuk over here. We've got it here. So Asher tiva Hashem et Moshe b'har Sinai bayom tzavoto epnei Yisrael akrivet korbanam le'Hashem b'har Sinai. We've got a classic, a general mitzvah pasuk, which left everybody who's chayev in bringing a korban, that korban also has to be brought. It says b'yom tzavoto. So we see over here that even a korban has to be done during the day. Right? It says afal gav de nafkin b'yom tzavoto istricha. It says now even though we've got there, because his argument was to Rish Lakish that it said over yom hashmini that that's for the day. So Rish Lakish is saying to him, why are you using a yom hashmini with a korban for the day? We've got a yom tzavoto for the day. So Rabbi Yochanan says, you're right. We've got a yom tzavoto, but we still need a yom hashmini to be specifically teaching us about a korban during the day. Why? Sal kedat hachamina, what would we have thought? Hoyil v'chas rachmana alei latuya bedalut. Since rachmana, the Torah, Hashem had rachamim on the poor people that they couldn't afford korbanot. They could bring a bird korban or a mincha or a cheap offering. What would we have thought? Belaila nami leiti, let them bring it at night. Why at night? Because people won't see them. Maybe because they're poor and they're going to bring a poor offering. It's embarrassing for them to bring it during the day. Let them come at night. And that's my own interpretation. I haven't seen it written anywhere, to be honest with you. But it makes sense. Otherwise, why would we want to think that they could bring it at night? Right? So there, kamash melan, no. So that's why it says Rabbi Yochanan, we've got on the first hand, we've got the pasuk of Yom HaShmini, that is telling us the day. And now you might have had a hava mila, you could bring it at night because of Dale Dalut, kamash melan, you've got to bring it through the day as well because it says Beyom Tzavoto. Okay, so now Matki Varavina, Shavina's got a kasha with us. Ele me'ata, if that's the case, right, look at Rashi here, Ele me'ata, Mishum Dehuch Shalavi Bedalut, Machshirim ba'ashar psulin. You're going to tell me now that because they are that it can be poor people are bringing it, can be brought in a poor state. Yezar kasher bahen, v'yeonen kasher bahen. Because I'm not 100% certain about this question, and if you ask me, I think that the Gemara also has a bit of a difficulty. There's a Tosfot over here. We'll look at it in half a second. But he says like this: Ele me'ata yezar v'onen. Now, zar is not a kohen. And an onen is a person who's in mourning. Now, even a kohen who's in mourning, we know there's a whole long rashi. We know from Aaron when it was with Nadav Avihu when they died, right? That he never left the Beit HaMikdash. He was allowed to carry on. We know that the halacha is a kohen gadol oved onen, but a regular kohen can't oved onen. That's before his family have been buried, right? So he's saying over here, he's telling me now that's the case. Because it's a poor person that we can do the korbanot. Look at Tosfot over here. It's Ele me'ata yezar v'onen kasher. Right. Tosfot says here at the top of the amud there. Look, it says lav dafka nakat zar. He says it's not specifically a zar, a non kohen. Ta'abechulu bezav v'zav v'yoledet u'metzora katav bahu kohen. He says because we know we have to have a kohen. So I think Tosfot's saying is don't think that the question is actually on a zar or a kohen, but he means not a justified kohen maybe. Be a better way to understand, right? A zar v'onen. In other words, a kohen who becomes a zar because he's an onen. Now, I think it would be a way to interpret, to explain that, right? In other words, a non-conforming kohen could do it. Could you think that you could start to break the rules because they're poor, right? So the answer is no. Ha'adre kra. The pasuk now, in the pasuk, right, is embedded in the pasuk an exclusion. Look at Rashi. Ha hadre kra lifsol bahen laila. Dichtiv behu uvayom. It says it specifically during the day. Kramiran vechevan inyan laila torat kol korban alehen. And since we know that we've got a general rule that all korban have to be brought during the day, not at night. Linyan zarva onen nami torat korban alehen. Therefore, just because we mentioned here about Bayom Tzavoto, the Kabbalah Torah said all dinim of Korban have to be exactly the same, even if they are Dalei Dalot. Again, I'm 100% sure exactly why that question is here, but that's his answer. Rav Acha bar Yaakov Amar Kra. Rav Acha has got a different pasuk. He says, Shmini. Now we've got the third answer. The first question we asked, was, how do we know about Shabbos? And there we saw Ot, and we had the whole combination. Rabbi Yochanan came along and he said, from Yom HaShmini. Now we've got Rav Acha bar Yaakov. Is Amakra Shmini, not Uvayom HaShmini, just it says Shmini. Why does it say Shmini? Shmini, Afilu B'Shabbat. And that's why, the eighth day, it's important, the bris has to be on the eighth day. Was Akashia, Ha Shmini Mi Baile, but don't we need the word Shmini for something else? What for? Lime Uteshvi. So, you know, it can't be on the seventh day. That's why Shmini, not Dafka because of Shabbos, telling us it can't be on the seventh day. Ah, it can be on the eighth day, but why Shabbos? If the eighth day Shabbos, maybe move it to the ninth day. Right? So the Gemara says, what are you talking about? Shvi'i mi ben shmonat yamim nafka. The pasuk already says, right? Ben shmonat yamim. So we don't need over Yom HaShmini for the eighth day. We've got ben shmonat yamim. The Gemara says, no, v'akati, we still need it. Why? Because we need one pasuk chad l'me'ute shvi'i, and that would be shmini. V'chad l'me'ute chi'i. And one says you can't do it on the ninth day, and that would be Ben Shmonat Yamim. He says, that doesn't help us. We need both those psukim. Right? Why do we need that? De'imichad, if we only had one of those psukim, we just had Yom HaShmini telling us not the seventh day, ooh, Ben Shmonat Yamim telling us not the ninth day, we'd say like this, Havamina Shvi'ihu Delo Matazmane. It's on the seventh, he hasn't yet got to the time when he gave a Mila. Havamishmini Ve'elach Zmanehu, but from the eighth day on, he's okay. So all we'd say is there's a limiting factor on the downside. You can't have a bris under 8 days. But 9, 10, once you're 8 days old, you then chay for it. And it's not a wild idea. You know, we have that same sort of din with the korban, right? That for the first, it says, shmonat yamim tachat imo, something like that. There's a pasuk along those lines. That you can't shech the child, an animal that's born to its mother, before it's been with its mother for 8 days. But from the 8th, 9th, 10th, 11th, going onwards, you can. But you don't have to shech the animal on the 8th day. It's just 4 8 days you can't shech that animal. So we could have quite easily have thought that a brit milah, you can't give a child a bris up until the 8th day. But from the 8th day on, choose whenever you want. Maybe if it's a firstborn up until the 30th day because you want to at least have the pigeon up in before the bris. But it's not a wild idea. It's not crazy off the wall that it could just be limiting. If we do, we need both those psukim. Right? Gemara says no. Now, this is amazing. No real explanation why. It just makes more sense like Rabbi Yochanan. Okay, we prefer Rabbi Yochanan's answer. Rabbi Yochanan said, Uva Yom HaShmini, and we prefer that to telling you just Shmini. We're going to bring a brighter now. Tell you about Rabbi Yochanan. We're going to brighter that supports Rabbi Yochanan. Udelo Krav Acha Bar Yaakov. You see that? This answer over here, where we saw Acha Bar Yaakov try to get the verses is not like him. What's a brighter? Shmini Yimol Afilu B'Shabbat. Now, this is a little bit of it. This brighter is a little bit like what we normally see like in a Sifri, right? Like a bit of a Tanai type of Gemara. Okay, it's more like the Mishnah's, the Tanai's version of Gemara, right? It says like this. This is the brighter. Umani mekayem mechalele amot yumat. What do I fulfill when we say mechalele amot yumat? Because if we're going to say that Mila's on Shabbos, but Mechale Amot Yumat, so how do I fulfill that? I'm now having Mechale Shabbos with the Brit Mila. She says, no, B'Shar Melachot Chutz Mimila. Maybe it's only applying to other mitzvahs and Mila isn't applied. Or Einu, or maybe not. Remember this word, or Eino. This or Eino is going to come back to trouble us in a moment. Or Eino, maybe no. Ela Filu Mila. We don't say that. Or everything is, and even Mila can't do on Shabbos. So then, Umani Mekayem Shmini Yimol. So then, how do I fulfill the mitzvah of Shmini Yimol? Maybe it's Chutz Mishabbos. Maybe only not Shabbos. If it's Shabbos, yes. No, if it's not Shabbos on the 8th. Talmud Lomar Bayom. The brightest is Afilu B'Shabbat. So we see over there, what's the brighter using? Bayom. Who says Bayom HaShmini? Rabbi Yochanan. Right? Not Shmini, but Uvayom, the Yom itself. So now Amar Rava, Hai Tana. He says, this Tana of this brighter. We had a bit of a problem. At the beginning, he started off very comfortably, and then he got into a bit of a pickle. Right? So this is Achi Gamar. Shmini Yimol, at the outset he said, on the eighth day, do a bris afilu Shabbos. And then he says, but I've got a problem. Mani Mekayim, I've got Mechalel. So that must be other melochas other than Shabbos. But we know that Midas Dachya. So why do we know Midas Dachya? So he says, because of a Kalva Chomer who. Here he tries now, what's the basis for at the end of the day? He says, because of a Kalva Chomer. Why Kalva Chomer? What's the Kalva Chomer? Look at this. Uma tzara'at shedoche et ha'avoda. A Kohen who's got tzara'at can't fulfill do avodah in Beit HaMikdash. Now look at this, we're going to have a bit of an equation here. He wants to learn a Kal Vachomer. What's a Kal Vachomer? That tzara'at is dochesh avoda. And we know that avoda is dochesh Shabbos. So tzara'at is dochesh avoda. Avoda is dochesh Shabbos. How do we avoda dochesh Shabbos? Because we've got a korban on Shabbos, right? We bring korban musafim, we bring all the korban atamid. We bring a korban on Shabbos. So avoda is dochesh Shabbos. And tzara'at is doche avoda. So it seems that tzara'at is greater than Shabbos, correct? Because doche avoda and avoda is doche Shabbos. So tzara'at is greater, so to speak, than Shabbos. And mila doche ota. Right? What does mila doche? Look at Rashi. Mila doche. Look at the second line of Rashi there. Mila doche ota et tzara'at. Kretani lakaman yimor b'sar olato afilu b'makom b'heret yikotz. Even if the baby's got tzara'at, you do the brit. So we've got now that tzara'at is doche avoda. Avoda is doche Shabbos. Right? And mila is doche tzara'at. Right, look at the Gemara now. Shabbat shenidchet ibn avoda. So Shabbos, which is doche from avoda, en odin shetehem mila doche ota. Makes sense, right? Because tzara'at is doche avoda, avoda is doche Shabbos, and mila is doche tzara'at, which is doche avoda, which is doche Shabbos. That means that mila is doche Shabbos.
I don't think mila is doche tzara'at. Just because you can have the mila when you're
a tzara'at
doesn't mean it's
doche. So now I said, "Okay, Shabbat shichem, ain't no dinshtei mila doche ota." Now the Gemara says, "Umai o ainu the kamar." So we understand now where we go. But what did that brighter mean? What did the Tana mean when he said in the brighter, "Umai o ainu"? We go back. We see the fifth line from the bottom. He said, "Mechalei amot yumat, b'shar melachot chutz mi mila, o ainu ela afilu mila." Or ain't, or maybe on the one hand Shabbos wouldn't be doche because of mila, or maybe even mila would doche Shabbos. What do we mean by that? He says, "Oel de kamar, hadar amai." Went back and he said, "Let's close the door here." Stop. Umai, and now the Tana sort of changed. He said, "Umai, the tzara'at chamura. Maybe tzara'at chamura. Deal me Shabbat chamura. How do we know that tzara'at is chamura? Maybe Shabbos is chamura." And now we're going to say, "Via shechen yesh ba onchin vazarot harbei." Shabbos is more chamur than tzara'at. So we got a question over here in a second, right? Because we wanted to say, just because tzara'at is doche avoda and avoda is doche Shabbos, then automatically tzara'at is more chamur than Shabbos. But maybe not. Maybe it's a little bit of line of your questioning, David. Maybe a little bit along those lines, right? Shechen yesh ba onchin. Maybe Shabbos is much more chamur because all the onchin and azarot on Shabbos, which we don't have. And now this inami avia has a little bit of a difficulty. If you look at the Mishnah Rashash, there's a Rashal over there. It's got a whole tosfot on this inami. But let's use the inami. Inami also we could say, umimai mishum dechamira tzarati. And is the whole reason why a Kohen isn't doing avoda is because tzarati is chamur? No, maybe it's got nothing to do with that at all. And the reason why he can't do avoda, till mishum gavrahud lo chazi. Because for a Kohen to do avoda has to be ra'ui, has to be sufitting to the Kohen to do avoda. And having tzara'at just means that he's not ra'ui. It's not because the tzara'at is chamur, it's because the Kohen is not ra'ui. And why is he not ra'ui? Because he's got tzara'at. Okay? So I think that's the same line of question that David was asking about the milah. That the Gemara said, yeah, why Dafka use the word doche? Because he got tzara'at, and by using the word doche, you imply that it's more chamur. No, maybe there's no connection whatsoever. Just that a person with tzaraat isn't right to be to go into Beit HaMikdash. And therefore the Kohen can't do avodah, not because the tzaraat is dochei the avodah, and this whole equation doesn't work any longer. Right? B'chazi, umani mekayem. So now it carries on and says, with the bright, umani mekayem shmini yimol. So what do we mean over here when we say, on the eighth day you do a mitzvah? We'll be chutz b'Shabbos. Other than Shabbos. Not necessarily that. Ah, Talmud lomar bayom. Afilu b'Shabbat. No, that would have all been good if we just had the word shmini. Black Rabbi, that's exactly the bright that was brought here to disprove, right? Rabbi Acha bar Yaakov, he said from the word shmini. But I said, no, shmini wouldn't help us. We need dafka, the word bayom. And that bayom is the key which allows us to be mechalel Shabbos for a brit. So basically just end up over here. Because we're going to move on with just the very first question that we asked. Is how can it be that there's no makor in the Torah for Shabbos, for Brit Milah? We now come to a conclusion that it's based on a pasuk, and the pasuk says bayom, and bayom meaning the day, and that day is the Shmini day, whichever day it is, even if it's Shabbos, and it's not a halacha l'moshe b'sinai, it's based on a pasuk. Yeah.
So we learned two things from bayom, in other words.
So we could say, if you notice, and I haven't seen this written anywhere, but I alluded to it at the beginning of this year, that all along the pasuk, the Gemara is saying bayom, bayom, bayom. But if you look in the pasuk itself, what is the word? It says uvayom. Mm. And that's why I would imagine that we would say at the end of the day, we could say vayom is doche Shabbos, and uvayom is also the machshirim. That's how I would explain it. Okay. So now, Gemara carries on. Tarabanan. Mila docha et hatzara'at bein bizmana, bein shlo bizmana. We've got a bracha that says that Mila is Doche Shabbos, right? sorry, Doche Tatzara'at. So if a person's got Tzara'at, the baby's got Tzara'at, we do Mila. Whether the Mila is meant to be on the 8th day or it's the 15th day, the child had jaundice as well, whatever the case is, makes no difference. Bain Bismana, Bain Shlo Bismana, even if it's not on the 8th day. Rashi says they could go on Katan Cholev, Imtinlo Ad Shiyavri. You're sick and you wait till you got better. Right? Yom Tov. Eina doche ela bizmana bilvad. Interesting over here, right? But with regards to yontif, right? If you got you only can doche yontif if it's on the 8th day. So okay, that's similar to Shabbos, right? So in other words, if it's not bizmana, you don't doche yontif. So if the baby was sick and you waited, and now it's 15 days later, and it's now Rosh Hashanah, you don't have the bris on Rosh Hashanah. Right, Bilvad. So where's Minani? Where do we know that from? The Torah Abraham, we got a brighter. The brighter brings a pasuk. Yimol besar olato. Do the bris. I've afpish yesham bahir yikutz. And if there is bahir, it doesn't make a difference. You just move it out the way and you do it. So we ask the same question. Mani mekayim hishamer benega tzaraat. We got a pasuk that says you've got to be very careful not to cut off the nega tzaraat. See, that's besharmo kumot chutvi mila. That applies everywhere else. That verse is again, or Eino. Remember that, or Eino, we had the same writer as well previously. Or maybe no. El afilu Mila, maybe Mila Yosa can't do. So we've got a problem, because we've got a conflicting pasuk. Umani mekayem yimol besar olato. Right? So how do I say now yimol besar olato? That would be on the 8th day. That's bismanch. And Bahari, that only applies. If in Abahariat, comes on Gemara and says, Tamud lomar basar. Besar olato, we don't make a difference. We go ahead anyhow, whatever it is. And that's the brighter now, similar concept of Mila Doche Shabbos, the same brighter on Mila Doche Tzara'at. Okay? Almost a cut and paste. Instead of having Mila and Shabbos, it says Mila Tzara'at. Exactly the same brighter, same questions, different word. We learned Shabbos from Beyom, we learned Tzara'at from Basar. So Amar Rava, Rava. Yeah.
Is Bahirut the lesion of the...
Yeah, of Tarat, yeah. Bahirut is where you got different Bahirut, same thing. So now Rava, same Rava, who asked the question of the previous Amud, said, Amar Rava, yeah, again, same question, exactly the same question. Amar Rava, Amar Rava, hi, Tanami Kara, my Nichile. It seemed to be everything going so smoothly. Ulvasof, my Kashid, and then they got a bit confused. Rava says, explains it the same way. Hachik Amar, Yimol besar olato. The pasuk says yimol that you should have a breast besar olato. Vafil sheish baheret. So then, umani mekayim shamer benegat shabbos shamer kumot chutz v'mila. Aval mila doche l'tzaraat. My time. Why would we say that mila would doche? And even though we would have thought that maybe mila would, we say that mila would. Da'ati mekavachomer. Got a kavachomer. So Rava is explaining what the mechanics behind the brighter. of how the brightest solved this dilemma over here. Why suddenly do we think that Miller or Shabbos wouldn't do, that Miller or Tzarat, sorry, Shabbos or Tzarat wouldn't doche Miller? Maybe it wouldn't be because you got these conflicting pasuk. The Gemara says, no, there's a kavah chomer. This is what Rav is telling us. Rav is telling us the mechanics that went on in the brighter behind the brighter, behind the scenes, right? Umar Shabbat chamur Miller doche otah Tzarat lo kol shekain. So if Shabbos, we already know that Shabbos is doche. So and Miller and Rat. So for Tzarat, you won't doche it. So now that, but now the brighter, the Tani had a problem. Because then we've got that umai or eino. What does it mean? Or maybe not. Right? What does it mean? Umai or eino. The time that was in the brighter. He said, Hadar Kama, the brighter. They went back and said, after we learned this Kaaba Chomer, Mimai de Shabbat Chamira. How do we know that Shabbos is Chamira and therefore we've got to call a Kaaba Chomer? Maybe not. Maybe Shabbos isn't Chamira and we haven't got a Kaaba Chomer. Maybe Tzarat is Chamira. Then we wouldn't be able to apply the Kaaba Chomer. That's the Tanis Umai Eino. Umai, when he said the Umai or Eino, he's explained to us, Rava, that the Tana thought it was Pashut. We got a Kaaba Chomer. But he said, wait a second, maybe there isn't a Kaaba Chomer. Because now we go back to what we said at the very beginning of the Amud, right? Umai, Dilma Tzarat Chamira, why would Tzarat be more Chamur? Shechein Doche Ta Avoda, Va Avoda Doche Ta Shabbos. Back to that same question, right? So I will explain. How did the Tana sort that out? Tamud Lomar Basar, right? The Pasuk says they're Basar. Api Sheyesham Baheret, right? So we see over there that even though we might have had a Hava Mina, that Shabbos would be less Chamur than Tzarat, because Tzarat is Doche Avoda, and Avoda is Doche Shabbos. He says at the end of the day, the word there, Basar, right, comes along to if you look at the Rashi over there, there's a Rashi, it's a little bit hidden away in the Rashis. It says, I'll be very honest with you, I would have preferred a better answer. I would have preferred a different answer to the Brighter. The Brighter would have said that it's not a Kaaba Chomer, because the same idea, right, of not Ra'ui, right, but let's see, the Gemara is going to carry on. That's going to be a Lishna Achrina, because really we brought earlier on that what was the idea, that it wasn't necessarily Tzarat was more Chamur than Shabbos. Just with Tzarat, the Kohen wasn't Ra'ui. Therefore, lo chazule. Right, so that's how the Gemara should have answered it. So the Gemara didn't answer that, but now look what happens. Lishna Achrina. Another version of this, Mila Dochet Tzarat. Why does Mila Dochet Tzarat? Ma time at Ati Aseh, Dachi Lo Taseh. We've got a mitzvah Aseh of Mila, which is Doche Elo Taseh. Right? Of Tzarat. Umai. So now the Gemara asks a question there. Right? In other words, the Kaaba Chomer that we had, we're not using the Kaaba Chomer as the mechanics of the brighter. We're now saying because of the mitzvah asay is doche mitzvah lo taseh. Mitzvah mila is a mitzvah asay, a positive commandment. And the God for the Tzaraat, the passage that we quoted over there earlier on for the Tzaraat was Hishamer, remember? Hishamer is always a lo taseh. Look at the passage there. It says, Hishamer benega ha-tzaraat ishmor b'vlasot kechol asher. Hishamer is one of those words of a lo taseh mitzvah. We know that. So Hishamer means a lo taseh, and mila is a positive commandment. And we've got a klal. A positive commandment is doche, a negative commandment. Right? So now the Gemara is saying, umai or eino de kam. What was the brightest we saw there? The trip, the doubts in the brighter. The Gemara says, harakamar, eima damin da ati ase vedachiet lo tase. That only applies lo tase greater. You've only got a negative commandment on its own. So you've got a lo tase, don't do this. And another positive commandment say, do this. That positive commandment will doche the lo taseh. There's some mitzvahs that have got positive commandments and negative commandments. So now you can't say that I've got a positive commandment to knock it out, that negative commandment, but there was still the positive commandment there as well. How do you deal with that? You can't doche one to the other. The Gemara says that only works when it's a negative commandment on its own. Hai asay velo tasehu. Right, but look at Rashi over here. Hai asay velo tasehu. It's about towards the top part of the middle of Rashi. Hishamer, with regards to Tzaraat, is a lo tasehu. But then we've got another pasuk that says, v'lasot kechol asher yoru. Hainu aseh. We've got also another pasuk where the Torah says, do whatever I tell you with regards to these things. We've got a mitzvah. Basically, that really could be, right? That pasuk over there could apply to lots of things. Now, but we've got a mitzvah aseh and a mitzvah lo tasehu. Yimol basar, so the Gemara says, mani mekayem yimol basar lato. So how would that apply? Bisman shame ben baheret. Then we'd say, you know what? Okay, you're right. The mitzvah of mila is only mitzvah asay. It won't doche the lot tase or baheret, because we're going to mitzvah aser, then mitzvah lot tase. So the eighth day would only apply when you haven't got baheret. Ah, tabud lomar basar. What says no? We got basar. Va'afapi sheyesham baheret. Even if there's baheret, doesn't matter, because the word basar over here comes to tell us the limud from the psukim that brit milah is always doche, and we're not relying on the kalvachomer of Shabbos. We're not relying on the klal of mitzvah aser doche lot tase. We're learning the limud in the pasuk itself. There's a limud here of basar, yom hashmini, basar olato. Across the board, the basar, even if there's baheret, by yom if it's Shabbos, doesn't matter what the case is. Bashmini has to be the 8th day, not the 9th day, or the 7th day. All those limudim are in the pasuk. So like Moses, okay, very nice. Tainach gadol, dichtiv behu basar. So now we understand with regards to a gadol. Look at Rashi over here. We understand if it's an adult. Why? Because an adult is Rashi Bar Onchin. He is Chayev Karet. He doesn't give himself a bris. If he never had a bris as a child, so he's got to give himself a bris. Right? Dichtiv by Basar, V'aral Zachar, Ashilo Yimole Basar Lato. V'hai Bar Onchin Mishtai. That pasuk there we said, right, which we quoted that pasuk, we already saw it a few times over here. Right? It says, V'aral Zachar, Ashilo Yimole Basar Lato, V'nichrata Nefeshahi Me'ameh Briti Hefar. Right? So that is, and that's where it says there, Besar Orlato. So it says, that's the guy, Afa Bishash Beheret. Tadak Gadol, Tikhtibu Basar. We'll say, what are you on about? Katanami Ketiv Bei Basar. The Pasuk says, well, Yomashmini, Yomo Besar Orlato, with a Katan as well. Why are you sort of like picking at straws here? So we'll say, okay, fine. So we understand now we've got a Gadol and we've got a Katan. But what about a Beinoni, Minalan? Where do we know, right, that a Beinoni over here, a child who's not yet a gadol, but he's not a katan 8 days old, even a 6-year-old or a 7-year-old, that even if there's baheret, you can give him a bris. So I'm Rabbaya Atya Mivinya. I think you pronounce that word like that. Mivinya. Right? Mibainaya. Sorry. He says from Mibainaya. What do you mean Mibainaya? So look at Rashi over here. He says, Bainoni. Right? Saying a katan does it, a gadol does it, therefore it's obviously the beinoni also does it. Migadol lo atya. So now he says, now we got a problem, because from gadol on its own lo atya. Shechen Anush Karet, because he's got a car, he's Chayav Karet. So we'd say, obviously a gadol can do it when he's got Tzara'at, because every second he isn't doing a bris, he's Chayav Karet. Mikatan lo atya, we also could have been from a katan. Why? Shechen Mila Bezmana, because a katan has got a special mitzvah of Mila on the 8th day. Right? So therefore we go Hatzara Shaveh Shebahen. We take the common characteristics to both of them. Shechen Nimolin V'duchin Hatzara'at, Of course, Nimolin, Dochinina Tzara'at. That's how we conclude. Therefore, every bris is that basically what's common to a katan and to a gadol, that both of them we can do on the, with Tzara'at. Therefore, any baby, any bris, any person, any time, we are Doche Tzara'at. Right, so now Rava Amar Mila Bizmana Doche Lot Shechekra. Rava said, we don't need a pasuk to tell us that on the 8th day you can do a why? Because Kal V'chomer, from a Kal V'chomer, we can learn how. Uma Shabbat Chamir Docha. So now he says over there that if Shabbos, right, is Chamira, bris is doche, tzara'at lo koshika, it's a brit with tzara'at on the 8th day, we don't need a pasuk for. We don't need to learn psukim for that on the 8th day with tzara'at, that's pasuk. So I'm going to have Safra Rav, maybe Shabbos, Shabbos is Chamira, maybe tzara'at is Chamira, you can't learn this kalvachomer. So shechein doche avoda, it's a madia, because it's doche avoda. We saw that the person with tzara'at can't do avoda. So it seems like it's more chamur than Shabbos. So va'avoda doche na Shabbos. So nahatam nabi shum the chamir tzara'at, it's not because of tzara'at chamir, mishum the gavr, the lochazu, it's not chazu. So it's amai. Why is he not chazi? V'yakot sparato v'avoda, he just scrape off the tzara'at and go do his avoda. He says, no, he says, mechusat tevilahu. He's mechusat tevilah. He still have to, even that off, we have to go to the mikveh as well. You couldn't just do it, you have to wait till the night time. Therefore, it wouldn't work. I'm going to end off over here, all right? We'll stop over here.